Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
What's a product that you use or have tried that you think should be good, but the design of it is so terrible and so stupid and so poorly done that you think it should be removed from the market? I don't know how universal this would be.
I mean, that one's tough. I think for me, it's touch screens in cars. I hate them. I like, so like certain parts are fine. But it's like for like changing the radio or the climate control. If I have to go into a screen to get to just turning the fan up and down, that to me is annoying.
That should always
I just want to be able to reach up and go higher, lower.
Yes, I'm good with all of that except for the volume on the radio.
Same thing.
I want an actual volume knob.
That's the only knob I have on the Expedition is the volume knob.
I don't even want the up arrow and down arrow that's an actual button. I want a physical turny knob.
Things I like it when I don't have to look to do it, where it becomes just second nature, which you can't do on a screen.
And then you have to wipe the screen off because you're touching it all the time, too. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, when every time the sun hits it and all your fingerprints are in 19 different locations.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of companies are going back the other way, where it's like they are adding more like certain just regular knobs and buttons to things that make sense. But yeah, I hated any car like that.
There's a setting on my car that you use regularly that you have to go three pages deep through their like tree of options to get to turn it on and off. And that's all it is. Every other car I've ever had, it's just been on, off, one button. Very annoying. I agree. Mm-hmm. That was a good example. Listener just sent in this one. Printers, their software, and their ink cartridges. Mm-hmm. They are so frustrating. No matter how much they say, well, we've made this a lot easier. There's always a problem.
It is crazy how much harder, at least to me, that it seems now with technology where it should be easier, but it's harder than it was like 30 years ago. Like just something simple like, oh, I'd like to print onto this envelope. And you could easily just go into your computer and go print envelope shape and throw it in and then you'd be done. And now I have to do like 19 different settings and swaps. And I go, I still can't figure it out. I'll just write it by hand.
Yeah.
Like, forget it.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't even consider doing something.
No,
like that.
And it used to be so easy, like second nature.
This one's mainly for women. Well, I guess some men would use it too, but dry shampoo. So dry shampoo is back in like my high school days in the early 2000s. If you were a little greasy, you just took a little baby powder, put it in your hair and fluffed it around and it dried it up. It does a great job of it. But then all these dry shampoo brands came out and a lot of them are in like aerosol cans. Mm-hmm. And they're so bad for your hair. Like, they were making my hair fall out. Yeah. So it was supposed to be this. Wow. And there's, like, lawsuits against a bunch of these companies now. And one in particular that's huge that I used for so long. And I loved it. It did a great job. But then at the end of the day, I would see clumps of hair coming out. And I'm like, what the hell?
Or you would feel your scalp when you would go to wash your hair eventually.
Yeah.
Where they were calling it. I forget what they were calling it, but you almost had, it was like a helmet head. Like you were, it would stick to your scalp and clog the pores in your scalp.
Oh, God.
And so your scalp, like I was like, oh my God, my psoriasis is acting up so much. And it's because like my scalp couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the best way to have clean hair is to have no hair.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah. We're helping you.
Yeah. It's working like a charm.
But yeah, it's supposed to be still, so convenient.
Do you still use it occasionally?
I went back to a powder.
Yeah. I started making my own.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. I just do cornstarch, and then if you have darker hair, you mix in cocoa powder. That's why I've said before, my hair smells like hot chocolate when it rains.
Really?
That sounds delicious.
And so that works. Like, if you want to do that, it works like you showered. It's a good alternative. It's not the same.
It makes you look a little less oily. It gets you, like, one more day before you got to wash your hair. Perfect.
Parents, this one's for you. Toys that have only one volume setting. And they're toys that are meant to be used indoors.
Yeah, it's all of them.
Yeah.
None of them have volume controls.
Yep.
Yeah. I think anything that has a childproof cap that is still like adult
something
proof,
labeled easy open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there needs to be a secondary, like, yes, it's a way to keep children out in a way that would a child would open something. But I need like the adult hack. There needs to be another way that I can open something because sometimes it's Maitland proof too. And I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, it's Darwinism. Like, the other way to keep kids out of stuff. What is the other way to keep kids out of stuff is the old school way. Put it where they can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
This is an extra step to make it more safe.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right.
Yeah.
This text sounds like a hot take Hot Wings would say.
Okay.
In fact, will you play the...
Yeah, sure.
Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot! I'm Hot Wings, and this is a hot take from me, Hot Wings. Sandwiches for beef made to fit human mouths. If they are too big for a human mouth, you should feed it to a wood chipper while you're eating it.
Yeah.
It does sound like something you'd say.
I don't wholeheartedly disagree when you do get a hamburger or something that's so big and you can't possibly get it into your mouth. You go, why don't you just make it a little wider and shorter?
Mm-hmm. Like, that is a good point.
I would like to be able to eat this without having to crush it under the weight of my body.
You're right. That's too much.
Well, plus when you crush it, half the stuff spills out anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is, that's function or form over function is what that is. It looks pretty, but it doesn't work.
Somebody said the most frustrating update to a product I've ever seen is the new safer version of gas cans.
Oh man,
they are awful.
It's the worst.
And they're all different too. Like every time, like I've had to get a new one a couple of times and I go, oh, I got used to the last one. Oh wait, now this one's different too. How does this one work? You have to figure it out.
Yeah, I went back. You
shouldn't have to figure out a gas can.
No. Last year, because the one gas can that we had, it's a 5-gallon gas can. It would have like 4 gallons of gas in it. And I'd go into the garage and somehow there would be a puddle of gas all around the floor and it would be leaking out of the spout. I'm like, how did it even get to the spout?
Wow.
And it was like, I don't know what it was doing. It was like,
that's weird.
Creating some kind of suction or something.
Yeah.
So I just went on Amazon and I was like, old school gas can.
You got right? Self-siphoning gas can.
I should not have to read directions on a gas can.
No, yeah, you exactly. really shouldn't.
The one labeled safe should not be the one that leaks.
Boy, that's a great one.
It is a good one.
I did not know we needed that vast improvement over old gas cans that worked for years.
Let's see. Oh, someone says the worst piece of technology ever invented is the McDonald's milkshake machine.
Always broken.
It is always broken. Particularly at the end, towards the end of the day when people are like, I need a milkshake.
Dude, I felt so old yesterday. I went into a McDonald's with Evelyn. She was like, let's do daddy-daughter date. And I'm like, all right, bagel shop? And she's like, no, McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
I haven't been inside a McDonald's in years. And so I walked in there and it's all just like, you know, the order your own thing on the big touchscreen menu. It took me so long to figure out my order. And I'm finally at the point where I hit pay and the whole screen goes black and then it turned blue and it did the rebooting.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
That is a perfect example of trying to, you know, make things streamlined and just ruining it completely. Mm. But it is so slow. When I walk into
that's their goal. I think their goal was to fire people and not rehire them.
Less people.
They don't care if it's less efficient.
It was partially, but yeah, if I walk in, I have learned, I just beeline. I don't care if I have to stand in line. Screw the kiosk, man. Every time it hoses me, just like it did to you.
I didn't even know that was an option. I was like, and then we were sitting there eating and I looked up and I saw like, you know, the old man club that goes in there probably every day for a cup of coffee and they all walk in and they putter up to the counter and they order it old school way. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing that next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I do think we're in a state of too many options for too many things, which I never would have thought before, but kind of like with the soda machines too, where they have all the screens and you can get like 900 kinds of soda combinations at the McDonald's, which is fine. If you get behind somebody that just knows exactly what they want, but you get behind an old person that's like, oh, wait, does this work?
They have lavender vanilla you're like, Coke.
Man, I just want a Coke. Can I just hit Coke and hit get Coke?
This is one I haven't encountered. A new design on dressers New rules. Only the drawers come out halfway.
What?
Had to sign a waiver promising to attach it to the wall when I checked out at IKEA. I wouldn't have bought that one.
That I wouldn't be surprised if that is a new safety thing. I know a lot of them, they all come with the directions. Like, you are supposed to clamp all of them to the wall now. So, yeah. Like, if a kid tries to climb them, they don't fall over on them. Mm-hmm. Again, a little bit of Darwinism there.
Yeah.